Yo, the year is 2002. It's the end of the Jiggy era. People on the planet Earth are tired, In an effort to aid in the great shift, mirrors the light bodies incarnate. To rock mics, complex, this hip-hop alchemy. When I was a kid, I watched Electric Company. Now I'm all grown, living life to the bone. New tone, spaceship take me home. Back to the seventh son, the seventh one. When I drop patience, Kevin's done. This eloquent vernacular is black enough to break the chains of Dracula. I'm hitting them with synonym adrenaline. Then ascending up to the kingdoms of the heavens. And a matter of time before this rhyme infiltrates the bloodstream, enter the mind of a man living a life in Babylonia. I'm lonelier. She went to California, Frisco, hypnos, dick clothes, Frisco, taking it back to the raw rap rock.
You're blind, baby. You're blind from the back. Oh, yeah, you're watching that gun.
You're listening to Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York. Welcome back. We're here with Alina and Georgina from the Hunter College Student Liberation Action Movement to put us onto some new programs happening at Hunter College. Welcome, ladies.
Hey, what's up? Hello, thank you.
What's up? Tell us about this new volunteer program at Hunter.
Okay. Before I begin, let me just give a little info about what SLAM is. SLAM is an organization that seeks to empower students by developing student leadership through ongoing activism and trainings and organizing and political education workshops. We wage strategic on-campus campaigns that fight to defend the rights of all students, in particular those who are working class, women, and people of color.
SLAM's work is also guided by two convictions, that the university must be responsive to the needs of the community, and two, that the voices of the students, youth, and other marginalized groups are critical to the development of any movement for social justice.
As far as the volunteer program goes, as of now, it's in the early stages. So when we speak about the volunteer program, we come in the perspective of Hunter and how we're developing it at Hunter. The reason why the program started, or we're trying to develop it, is because we noticed in order to have a successful campaign and to wage a successful campaign for the tuition hikes and things like that, we noticed that we need to have a mass mobilization of the students. The students have to voice their voice, be there physically, and use their minds and get together and be active. As of now, students could come together, and what they do is that they usually come to the office, or we come together, and they plug into working groups that SLAM has, and these working groups work to in a current issue that SLAM is having. As for instance, now we have the campaign to repeal the tuition hikes, so students who are interested will come together in working groups, and they implement their ideas and their activism in order to try to get a successful outcome. With the volunteer.
Usually people think of volunteer work as like planting trees or something, so you guys are kind of putting a different spin on what it means to be a volunteer.
Georgina?
Definitely. I mean, to be a volunteer in CUNY is definitely like giving the voice to the silenced in a way. Like, if you're going to be all up for doing activism, then, you know, just don't come out to the rallies and start yelling with us. Help us organize for the rally.
No doubt, no doubt. There's also a community meeting. Can you tell us a bit about that?
The community meeting, what that came from also like knowing and understanding that there has to be students involved. This community meeting, we're asking for the students to come out, to come together and speak out on how the recent tuition hikes has affected them. Not only that, but issues such as the issue of remedial classes being cut, that still hasn't been answered, that still hasn't been solved. Issues on adequate child care for students that have babies and children, that hasn't been solved. Those issues still have to be resolved, and even they still have to be questioned, and we need to still develop a strategy that will be able to get a successful outcome in it. So we're asking for students to come together, sit down, speak about it, how they got affected, and from there we're going to go and try to find solutions and try to figure out a progressive strategy that will get us to repay the tuition hikes and hopefully everything that comes behind that.
I have two questions. One is... one is... You always scream at me about that. One is... how does one get involved to become a volunteer? Like, who do they call? And what to expect? And the second question is, do you guys have plans to expand it CUNY-wide? And if so, like, how? And who would you approach?
For your... The first part, how does someone get involved? Usually it happens through initial contact. We usually do outreach through a petition that we're doing actually now. That's something that we're doing on campus. And we get an initial contact with a person. We do class wraps, we do class representations, and when someone's interested, we sit down and talk to them, we give them like a little orientation of what SLAM is about and what the current issues we're addressing at this moment. From there, they decide what kind of committees or working groups they want to come into, and they'll plug into that, and that's how they start going and having action. For your second part, yes, we do have a long-term goal that this should be CUNY-wide, but as of now, as a perspective of a Hunter student, since it's in the early stages of this volunteer program, we're trying to develop it at Hunter first, and then hopefully bring it, branch it out. So CUNY, what we are asking that as of now, every student in CUNY should be getting aware and start mobilizing in their campuses, and sooner or later we can link up.
We're going to stay very in touch with y'all as usual and keep on the upcoming events on Rise Up Radio. Last thing, a phone number again to call?
The number to the SLAM office is 212-772-4261.
Well, thanks for coming on today, both of you.